This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Galpo Losar being observed by Sherpa community across the country today. Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa stresses on a strong export-based economy. And U.S. President Donald Trump begins his first official trip to India. Now the news in detail. The Sherpa community across the country is celebrating 2147th Galpo Losar today with various programs. The festival celebrated by the community as the new year falls on Shukla Pratipada in the Nepali month of Phagun. The festival that is divided into 12 years, mouse, cow, tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake, horse, sheep, monkey, bird, dog and pig is observed for almost 2 weeks. The celebrations of Galpo Losar have now extended to 22 districts. On the occasion of Galpo Losar, President Vidyadeva Bhandari has extended her best wishes of happiness, prosperity and peace to Sherpas and the community following Mahayana Buddhism. Stating that Galpo Losar is an integral part of the Nepal's culture, President Bhandari in a message of greetings today expressed her hope that such festivals would increase tolerance, mutual harmony and cooperation among Nepalese embracing various cultures and strengthen national unity. Likewise, Nepal Communist Party Chairperson Kamal Dahal Prasanda has expressed the belief that the Galpo Losar festival would inspire all to take the country forwards towards economic prosperity, strengthening the mutual brotherhood, friendship, social harmony and national unity. In a message of best wishes, Chair Dahal has said that the affinity among various ethnic communities and respectful social goodwill were the unique characteristics of the Nepali society, comprising of multi-ethnic, multilingual and multicultural diversity. Minister for Home Affairs Ram Bahadur Thapa has said the export-oriented economy should be made stronger. Inaugurating the trade analysis and export promotion training organized by Trade and Export Promotion Center Kathmandu in Ratnagar Chitwan today, Home Minister Thapa stressed on the need of improving the economy by making a realistic analysis of industry, trade and the economic policy. The Home Minister urged the sites concerned to increase exports by boosting the production, saying the government has accorded high priority to strengthening the internal security system. The Home Minister further said that the government has expedited the development for augmenting the national aspiration Prosperous Nepal, Happy Nepali. A pedestrian died after being hit by a mini truck at Bhaktapur municipality in Chamasing last night. According to a spokesperson of Metropolitan Police Range Bhaktapur, the deceased has been identified as Tilak Makazu of Bhaktapur. Makazu died in course of treatment at BNB Hospital, Lalitpur. Police have informed that an investigation into the case is underway. The BP highway has been obstructed following death of a man in an accident at Khurkot of Golanja Rural Municipality in Sindhuli. As a result, passengers en route to Kathmandu and vice versa have left stranded due to the obstruction. The local are enraged after a bus hit local Nandalal Shrestha 52 day this morning. They have demanded an investigation into the accident and legal action against the guilty. Police are searching for the vehicle involved in the hit and run case, according to District Police Office Sindhuli. Chinese Embassy Nepal has brought Chinese Visa Application Center into operation in Kathmandu in order to make the visa services timely and convenient. Integrating the visa service center at Darbar Mark Beach Rising Mall in Kathmandu today, Director of the center, Zhang Jiang, said the number of Nepalese visiting China had drastically increased after the visit of Chinese President Xi Jinping last October. Director Jiang informed that the center was brought into operation in a bid to address the demand of increasing visa applications. According to Chinese Embassy in Nepal, the visa applications can be submitted between 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and they can be collected between 9 to 4 p.m. The center will open from Monday to Friday, excluding holidays. The Madi Municipality Ward No. 1 Chairperson Krishna Paudel, who has been on a hunger strike for the past 6 days, has been admitted at Bharatpur Hospital amid a worsening health condition. He had been staging a hunger strike since February 19, putting forth various demands. A medical team including medical superintendent at Bharatpur Hospital, Dr. Sriram Tiwari, had examined Paudel's health on Sunday after his health deteriorated. Vehicles operating to and from the district headquarters via Madi have stayed off the road, and the local shops are also closed due to shutdown, the area police office Madi stated. National Fine Arts Exhibition is to be organized this year also on the occasion of the founding day of Nepal Academy of Fine Arts. As decided by Nepal Academy of Fine Arts, the 10th edition of the Fine Arts Exhibition will commence from April 14. The exhibition will run for 3 weeks. Nepal Academy of Fine Arts Chancellor Kancha Kumar Karmachari said, addressing a press conference on Sunday. He said the collection of artworks has begun for the exhibition, which aims to include 500 pieces of works of art. You are listening to Nepal's 2 p.m. News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. U.S. President Donald Trump arrived to massive public reception after he landed in India's Gujarat state for his first official visit. Trump was welcomed at the airport by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who enveloped him a bear hug soon after he landed. Trump's visit will focus on deepening ties between the world's two largest democracies. Thousands of Indians lined the road, straining to get a glimpse of the two leaders. 9 people were killed and buildings collapsed across southeastern Turkey when a magnitude 5.7 earthquake struck near the border with Iran, injuring more than 100 in both countries. In Turkey, 3 of the dead were children, according to the nation's health ministry, and 50 people were injured, including 9 critically. The shallow tremor on Sunday caused more than 1,000 buildings to collapse in Turkey, prompting rescue efforts to find those trapped under rubble. The quake damaged buildings 90 kilometers to the west in the Turkish city of Van and to the east in dozens of villages in Iran. There were several aftershocks, including a larger tremor measuring magnitude 6 that struck nearby 10 hours later. There were no immediate reports of additional damage or casualties. The Israeli military says it has launched air strikes against a Palestinian militant group in Gaza and Syria in response to rocket fire. Israel's military said it had struck Islamic Jihad targets in southern Damascus and the Gaza Strip on Sunday. In a rare acknowledgement of a strike on Syria, the Israeli military said it targeted a hub of Islamic Jihad's activity. Syria said its air defenses shot down most of the Israeli missiles. 4 people were wounded in Gaza, health officials said, but there have been no immediate reports of fatalities from the Israeli strikes. The strikes were launched after southern Israel was hit by a barrage of at least 20 rockets fired from the Gaza Strip earlier on Sunday. There were no reports of casualties. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Galpolos are being observed by Sherpa community across the country today. Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa stresses on a strong export-based economy, and U.S. President Donald Trump begins his first official trip to India. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin is at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.online.nepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned. Have a good day.